So the title of this audio story, I'm going to do another one, is called Involuntary Forced Commitment. So I just had this idea, and it's kind of like what's going on through my mind right now. But it's a little crazy, so, and it has to do with pigs, like always, right? So you know that one already. So in this story, I have had people watch me and monitor me and monitor my weight gain and actively encourage my weight gain and actively made sure that I got an initial amount of pork fat that I was stuffed into me, that I absorbed, and that I now I carry on my fat belly. And it's giving me more and more impulses like a real pig. And so eventually a feeder that I had that was feeding me then got contacted by them, and they said to him that, or to her, or both, better, to fatten me up, and that I would keep fattening up a lot, and that I would not stop anymore, and that if they wouldn't do it, that somebody else would fatten me up, and they would not stop. And so I imagine that experiment of having already fat from pigs on my gut and getting even more, and being fattened up like this and really being prepared for it, and then my feeder fattening me up with even more pork lard. So I'm getting ready for this, and then I'm involuntarily committed to that pig fattening farm. And I get there, and the first time I'm there, they just keep me 3 days. And in that time, they fatten me up like they fatten up the other pigs. I get exactly the same treatment. And they want to find out how my belly reacts, how I'm pumping up, how I'm blowing up from this. And that I get even more fat lard on my gut, and I even turn into more of a fat pig and a fattening pig. And I need to gain even more, and it's even harder for me to gain like this. And I imagine going there, and the first thing that I get is we'll go to the lab and I get some fattening hormones, that my fat grows faster, that I'm actually gonna pump up, I'm gonna balloon, and my fat starts getting moving, because now it's moving too slow. I'm only gaining like over days and days and days, and this needs to blow up more, needs to pump up more, the fat needs to grow faster. That's just what needs to happen. And depending if this is the right visit already or not, my feeders want to get me a little overdose to get my fat pumping, to get me stretching and blowing up. And I can imagine they had this gavage machine, you know, this stuffing machine that they use on geese or goose. It's a really hard feeling to imagine that. I mean, the animals get forced and they shouldn't get forced, but there's some pigs that need to be forced, and that's me. And so I imagine how my feeder shoves that thing down my throat. It's like a long rubber thing that just goes into my stomach, and then he or she pushes the button and it just shoots the food, shoots the stuffing solution, the fattening stuff directly into my stomach. And it pumps really quickly. And in like 2 seconds, the whole stomach is full and it starts pumping and pressuring and stretching. And I feel this thing that actually there is the reason that I'm growing, I'm fattening. And that's probably why I have this fat, this pork lard. Pretty much what the pig's head is now on my gut, and it's doing the same with me. It's fattening me up. So So I just love how my stomach stretches, how I feel like I'm getting like inflated, and I can't, it's like growing and growing and growing and pumping and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the pressure just, I feel like I'm going to explode. And then the pump always stops because he has a sensor in there and he knows when I would pop. So it always stops shortly before that. But that stretches me out. That makes me huge. And I need the pressure more and more. It turns me really on to get pumped up like this. And then afterwards, I gain. Everything fattens up. Everything jiggles. Everything hangs. I love how my whole belly hangs down like an apron. And it's like jiggling around. And the tits are jiggling around. And my arms are already fat and hanging. And my legs are fat and hanging. It's really exciting. So yeah, I think this is normal. If you eat too much pork fat, because obviously whatever fattening hormones that the pigs had, that they were fattened up, is gonna fatten me up too, and it's gonna start working on me, and it's gonna make me a pig, and then I have to grow. That's the thing. I think I have eaten too much of this stuff already. So now I lost the choice. I will actually need to gain and I need to fatten up a lot more. And there's nothing I can do and I shouldn't be able to stop. And if they give me the overdose in the fattening farm, that would just break something in my gut. My gut would start pumping and it would inflate, 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 inflate. And then there would be like a popping sound inside and I would feel, oh my God, now something broke and it's probably going to hurt, whatever. No. All that happens is that I start fattening up so I can feel how my gut is fattening and it's just swelling with lard, and I can feel my double chin swell with lard, and I feel my tits grow and settle down, and I can feel my sides, how they fatten and how the fat folds grow, and how I get stretch marks right away from this, and then just keeps going. And these are not just stretch marks, they are stretch bands. And I know in this pig fattening farm they want to make me immobile, they want to take away my mobility, and it's crazy. That's really crazy. But I'm looking for feeders that want this. This is just, I don't know what's going on. This is fascinating and exciting and great. And then I would just fatten and fatten and it would just go. And I could tell that from now on I would always swell slower or faster. But with enough fat, with enough fattening up, I'm going to start ballooning. And I'm going to start pumping up. And I wish I could have my female feeder and my male feeder watching me when this is happening, when my belly is starting to pump up. And how I can help it. This is really who I am. This is like my core self. I'm a big, huge, fat gut. And I'm gigantically huge and fat. And I'm really tall. I'm 6'4", 1.93 meters, and I have the potential to become that gigantically fat person, maybe the fattest person in the world. That would be a really hot goal to have, to just blow me up, to make me a symbol of weight gain, and document the whole thing. Document these growing phases where the fat just pumps up. Must feel really exciting to feel the breasts grow like this. Yeah, I just want to show this. I want to be unleashed. I don't want to stop anymore. It's really exciting to have all this pork fat in me and feeling these feeding hormones, these fat boosters that make fat grow faster and make the belly make fat easier. That works on me too. Yes, you can see, if you see pictures, you see that belly, that's what's happening with me. and it's making me excited. I want more of it. So going to a pig fattening farm is very erotic. I would just even be there and look at other pigs, you know, and just feel this thing. To know I'm like that too. On a basic level, the fatter I get, the more I turn into a servant of the fat. I have to actually gain, and I cannot stop. I must not stop. I'm not allowed to stop. And that first there'll be funnels to feed me, but then there's going to be feeding tubes. Front and back, pumping me full, inflating me, making me gain, stretching me out. And then once my stomach is huge, think about like 2 to 3 gallons, so like 8 to 12 liters. Like that, I can't get full anymore. I mean, I can eat for hours, I'm not going to get full. So I actually need that tube. I actually need to swallow the tube, and then that thing needs to pump me up quick. And then you can watch how my belly is small, and it's going to start inflating, and it's going to pump up, and I'm going to look like a balloon, and my belly is going to start growing, and it's going to get huge, and my stomach sac is going to be huge, and I will have a hard time breathing if I'm fully pumped up. I will breathe flat and be so fattened up, and then maybe have another gaining pump, have another gaining phase where I'm just inflating. Yeah, this is really exciting. To just kind of try out to see what that pig feeding, the way that the pigs get fattened up, that they gain as quickly as possible, what is that going to do with me? You know, I'm a fat pig. I've gotten really fat. On the contrary to these pigs, I can actually eat pig lard and pork belly. Because that helps me out. That helps me settle into my role, so I know where I need to go. So my belly can fill out and expand like it should. Yeah, there's something pig-like about my belly. If you look at it, you'll notice that there's some kind of industrial fattening going on, that I won't be able to stop this, and I will get fatter and fatter and fatter. And that's the perfect thing for me. So yeah, imagine going on that pig farm, and my female feeder coming with me, and we go on a tour Friday evening, you know, before the place closes. And we go on a tour, and they show everything, and then she whispers things in my ear. She grabs my back, side fat, and whispers in my ear, "Look at that pig, look. They're fattening that pig up. That's what I'm going to do with you in a few hours. Just wait. You're going to be there next to that pig. I'm going to fatten you up. I'm going to make you huge." So they're going to show all the fattening up of the pigs. And then she's going to grab my arm, and she's going to pull me into a side closet where we are going to wait till everybody's left and the place is closed for the weekend. And then she's going to unleash her complete sexual horniness on me. And she's going to be dripping wet for just knowing that she's going to fat me up like a pig now. And that she can, and that that I can't do anything against it. And I agree that for that weekend when we're there, she has free hand. She can pump me up as much as she wants. She has to be careful that I don't explode. But besides that, I agree to gain and fatten up as much as she wants to. And I will try any and all treatments and see what happens. And if it stretches me out, I wonder if the fat, if pork fat in the stomach helps with the stretching of the stomach, because it can already tell, oh, this is a pig, this needs to get a lot fatter. We need to get the stomach bigger so it can digest more calories and fatten up this pig. Yeah, this is pretty crazy. There's a point when I gain so much, or I have so much, like I'm in a fat trance, when it starts to go really quickly and I need to gain, and it's urgent that I gain, and I need to be fattened up urgently, where I just can't wait, where I just want to tell my feeder, come on, please fatten me up now, fatten me up really hard, see that I inflate with lard. Yeah, she's going to be totally wet, dripping wet, and she's going to be really horny, what's happening with me and what she's doing with me. And I'm going to be super horny because I need her to do that with me. Yeah, and her sexuality is going to drive me fatter. I want to, the hottest thing for me is to make my feeder, female feeder wet and my male feeder hard. I would just love to see how dripping wet she gets and excited about it, and how that sexual energy is fattening me up. That's something I want to directly pump into me. I would love if she's horny that she feeds me. That every time she's horny, she stuffs me. And that when she's horny, I get fat. And I'm starting to fatten up, which makes her even hornier. And then when she sees that I gain, she sees my belly, and she sees the stretch mark, she sees that new fat. I have put on fat. I've been riddled with new fat folds. Then she's going to fatten me up even more. And the longer it takes her to come, the fatter I get. And that turns me on too. Me turns extremely on to get fatter. That's the thing that turns me on. And of course I want to show that. I want to show how my fat belly gets bigger and bigger. And there's points when I will be so stuffed, so full, that I think I'm going to explode. And I'm going to still be swallowing. I will grunt like a pig, because there will be no other oink like a pig, because I cannot express what I'm feeling. The sheer need to be fattened up. And imagine that, you know, imagine me taking me there to this pig farm. Just being there would make me really nervous because of the symbolism, because I'm also fat, being fattened up. So, you know, in a way, why not just go there and get it over with and do it really right? And then with a guy, I want to turn him on too with my growing fat. I can fatten up other guys, but I can inspire you through my own inflation. And I need to be fattened up by a guy. And I think the fatter I get, the more submissive I get. So female feeder, if you want to feed me, if you want to take me to a fattening farm, you get a reward that you will love. I can tell you this, because what I'll be doing, you'll be giving me a fat hanging gut. My gut is just going to blow up, get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's going to start sagging and hanging. I'm going to get a fat apron. And what I'm going to do, the fatter I get, the more I also want to fuck you. I want to slide inside you, and I want to feel how wet you are, and I want to feel how hot I make you with my fattening up, so you can put your hands in my belly and jiggle it and feel that whole huge fat hanging sack, you know, and you can lift it up. You probably have to lift it up because it's going to hang, and otherwise I can't slide inside you anymore. You are going to feel my fat pad, you know. You might not never have had sex with a really fat guy, but I can tell you this, We fat guys, we have fat growing around our cock, and it's making the cock shorter and shorter, but it is also making it super soft and giving under the cock, there's like a huge fat pillow. And when I slide inside you, that pillow is going to go on your clitoris. It's going to, and on your pussy, and it's going to feel really hot because you're going to feel how fat you are making me. You are making me fat. You're fattening me up, and I need it. I want it. Please do it. Fat me up. You must fat me up. We need to go to this pig fattening farm, and we need to check this out and see what happens with me, you know, and experiment a little. This is crazy. I mean, this can't be done, except that it can. You can just feed me like the pig. You can give me the same stuff. Just pump me up. Just fill me. Just tell somebody and say you have a pig that doesn't want to gain. What kind of feeding mix does the pig need? And then that person is going to prepare that for you. And then you're just going to pump that into me. You're going to force feed into me. Use that gavage pump for the geese or the goose and just shove that down my throat and pull the trigger. And then watch how my stomach inflates. First, I'm going to have a feeling that I'm going to pop really quickly. But afterwards, just watch when that sac gets really huge. You can just pump me. You can just inflate me. You can just blow me up. And then keep going till you feel the groaning. Till you feel like I'm going to explode. Then you have to stop. This is going to fat me up a lot. And then what I'm going to do is when I slide inside you, if I bend you over, I slide inside you from behind and you're going to feel my fat pad. I'm going to lift my butt on your ass. Not my butt, my belly. Yeah, my butt would be a little impossible. Yeah, that's the other way. But I would lift my belly, my hanging belly, my apron belly on your back. And I know you like that. And even if you've never experienced that, I've never experienced that. You know that? But I know you like that. I know you want that. I know that you need that. Yeah, and obviously, you know, I need a woman that likes a cock that is encased in fat, because that's what's happening with me. Mine is pretty long, so I would have to be extremely obese for all of it to vanish. But sometimes when I'm crazy, I just imagine about that. And a woman once told me, she said that it's really hot when she has to look for the cock in the fat, when she can't find it, you know. That's really hot. That's really, I imagine, you know, even if it's like already deep inside the fat, you know how that is. If I fuck you, if I push inside you, and the whole fat pad is gonna wobble, wobble, wobble like an ocean of fat with every push I do inside you, and it's gonna be so gently and wonderful soft. And every time I'm gonna push that softness in your pussy, and I'm gonna lift it on your butt. I'm gonna lift my belly on your butt and put it on your butt, and you can feel how fat I am. And then I want to have a lot of sex with you, where I lie on top of you, where I'm really on top of you, and you can feel my fat belly, and you can put your hands in it. Maybe you're going to go up and down on me so you can feel that fat gut in front of you. Maybe you should feed me at the same time. Maybe you should inflate me. That's the thing that's going to happen when I start inflating, when the fat starts pumping and my belly starts inflating. And it will inflate from that pump, from the gavage machine, but it will also pump from the fat. Once I'm unleashed, I need to gain a lot faster. I want to find out with a feeder, what's going on there? Why do I need to gain quick? And I want to experience that. I want to have a spurt where I'm just blowing up. I might not always be able to gain that fast, but I want to experience it. I want to feel how it is to be pushed to gain and forced to gain and fattened up and then inflate like a fat pig and getting stretch marks from it and cellulitis and, this is really hot and everything jiggles and wobbles and hangs. Wow. So yeah, here's another story for you. Might do these more because it's kind of fun to do them like this. I used to have trouble kind of be able to remember, but now I don't know if it's all that fat in my gut. It's like, it's just, you know, I mean, I would be lying if I'd said, oh, all this is totally fictional and I've just, you know, come up with this, like random fantasies. No, I've been thinking about that a lot. And it's like, I think the fatter I get, maybe the more pork fat I carry on my gut, the more it's moving me and the more it's doing something with me. And this is something I can't escape and I should not escape. I should make sure that I get as fat that I can't get away anymore. That maybe I get that overdose, you know, where I'm starting to pump up and then something breaks in my gut and then I just keep getting fatter and fatter, where immobility is a normality. That's something really hot. I imagine being that four, you know, in that pig fattening, and then she says or he says to me, you know, I'm actually impatient to see you waddle, and I'm impatient to see you struggle with your weight, and I want to see you struggle to get up, and I want to make sure that when you struggle to get up, that I make sure you are that it's impossible for you to get up. So, you know, when I'm already so pumped that I can't get up anymore, you will keep feeding me. You'll keep feeding me to make sure I go a little beyond, because afterwards, when my belly is empty again, I will be able to get up again. And then I will struggle more and more. And then you'll grab me on the fat side and you grab me on the fat pad and say, hey, look, piggy, come on. You shouldn't run around. You need to sit and gain. You need to become a gigantic, big, fat pig. So, yeah, I actually thought maybe I should do some stories that I'm actually right now writing, maybe in spoken word, because, yeah, I mean, audiobooks are kind of fashionable now, haha, and podcasts too, right? You know what? I'm ahead of these things usually. I've been listening to audiobooks for, like, wow, last 10 years, more than that. And podcasts used to be big, and then they kind of faded, and now they're big again. It's interesting. So, fashions, huh? But, yeah, so this might also be a way to do a story with a publisher, you know? And somebody says, hey, I can just transcribe what you say, you know? And we'll sell that story. I think eventually this might sell millions of copies, this stuff, because I am sure more people are into this than we can all believe. Feeding is mainstream. People are just running away from it. And maybe I need to be a symbol. Maybe I need to fatten up, you know. It would be really hot to have a female feeder and a male feeder. And then just film that, how they fat me up, and film my weight gain, and film how my belly changes, and how I'm just gaining, and give an example for other people, so that other people can see how this happens, and why some people need to be fattened up, and why I look great when I'm fattened up, but that I'm actually looking thin, that I need to balloon, my belly needs to hang. I need to have a hanging belly and a jiggling belly, and I need huge tits, and I need fat folds on the sides, lots and big fat folds.